Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Well, welcome back to Reflections. Your host, Jorge Gonzalez, and we were talking about flow, most of life. That's the topic of this program, and I wanted to go into the Olympics. One of the first things, of course, following up on Ice Hockey, the team of the 80s, and that documentary, the women's hockey is doing fantastic, and they are professionals. They're members of the Professional Women's Hockey League, I think it's called. They're incredibly competent. Undefeated, and let's see. Now they go into the finals. It's interesting in Olympics. To win the gold medal, you have to play like 10 games with tons of time within each game, and then some are seconds. 9, 10 seconds, and you get a gold medal. But that's the way it is. There is a, speaking of pretty quick medals, there's this Norwegian cross country skier. I had mentioned that my grandson's from Williamstown. One of them is in crew. The other one, the girl, is taking up cross country. So I kind of got interested, and I watching the cross country, and the first gold medal by his name is Joannes Klebo, K L A E B as in boy, or Klebo, and he's expected to win 6-7 gold medals during these. He's kind of like, he says the Mike Phelps of the winter Olympics. I was watching him, and there was a it was a sprint. I think 1500 for the cross country, and there was an incline, and there was a question there. It was kind of close. It says, the commentator says, let's see how they handle the incline. And there's Klebo. I mean, he just ran. He has a new technique, and the Klebo stride. Usually they skate, up the inclines, and he just runs with the skis, whipping up there, and he just distanced himself. He must have been 50, 60 meters ahead of the second, who happened to be an American, and from Vermont, I think Richmond, Vermont. The U.S. doesn't win too many in the cross country and some of the events, speed skating, etc. So, but Klebo is a big star. The other big star is Ilya Malinin, Malinin. He's a figure skater who's expected to win numerous gold medals and medals, and has gotten off to a pretty good start. Incredible athletic feats. I hope you have the chance to see him in action, because it's something fantastic. They say that what he's achieved in terms of his spins and jumps is incredible. So those are some of the good ones. And then there was talk about flow. There was the combined, where you the downhill, one competitor of the particular nation does the downhill, and then the other one does the slalom, and the downhill was won by the so she put her team up front, won the best time in terms of the downhill, and Michaela Schifrin, the best slalom racer in the world right now, has won 7 out of 8 world slalom events this year, or last year, I guess, and the one that she didn't win, she came in second. So she came in fourth in terms of time, and didn't fall there. Just didn't make. Just wasn't in the flow. Wasn't her day. And so that another U.S. team got the bronze. But this was supposed, they were supposed to get the gold medal, and it looked pretty good until she had a so-so run. I had a good friend, he used to love that phrase, the Frio Olimpico, when we played tennis, and when somebody kind of blew an easy shot, he said, te dio Frio Olimpico. And this is just what happened to poor Schifrin. So, she's got a couple of more events to go, and I hopefully will come back better. But again, it's this world of flow. I mean, of being able to do in a particular moment your best, and have this focus, and things just come together. And then sometimes they don't, you know. And it happens when you're doing, happens to me with my program. Sometimes I just feel I'm struggling, and sometimes things just go really, really smoothly, and you have to just smile. And that's life. It happens in everything we do all day long. Things that become easy and things that become hard, and things that we normally control and have no problems with in a given moment, we do have. So gotta deal with it. Talking about in sports, and this not so much with flow, but a couple of articles on people, you know, in past 80 that I found really interesting and uplifting. The first one is this Juan Lopez Garcia, and it's an article let me get it out here. Okay, it's at 52, he's as fit as a 20-year-old. His body holds clues to healthy aging. Juan Lopez Garcia, a world record holding ultra marathoner, that's a 31-mile marathon. He runs marathons, etc. What's interesting, he's a Spaniard, and this study of, you know, how he has achieved this is by a Spanish group. But what was interesting is that he really started with being in very bad shape at 66. He was a mechanic and did very little exercise, and it says, you know, that he started just to try to run a mile, and couldn't even start, and it just, everything hurt so much. And he didn't really at the beginning, you know, he didn't have any goal to become a marathoner and all. He just wanted to do some exercise, which is, you know, good for your health. But little by little, he kept on adding, and ended up at the level he is. The world record holder in the 80 to 84 age group for this 50-kilometer, 31-mile ultramarathon. And he also won the World Marathon Championship for his age group at a time of 3 hours and 39 minutes, setting a European record in the process. So, you know, at 82, I feel really good, because that's what I'm going to be, God willing, in 2 months. What an achievement starting at 66. And basically, The main point, I think, of the story is it's never too late. It's never too late to start. And of course, he was at 66. He was in relatively good health. I mean, he wasn't, he hadn't done exercise, but he was not in any kind of disability and also, and that's what basically what, you know, one of the critical transition moments in my life, when at 62, the person in the insurance world talking about IRAs and 401k said that, you know, if you're in 65 and you're in relatively good health, you got at least 20 years life in that and to go. And that was a critical moment where I said, wow, I better plan on my post McConnell time, if I'm given that amount of time I left, you know, pending as a third of my, you know, I've been 40 years in McConnell. I had another 20 years to go. So it was an important moment in terms of my thinking of post-retirement and what I was going to do, and make sure that I was doing things that were satisfying. And thank God I have achieved that. And thank you, listeners, to helping me and supporting me in one of the many things that I do that keep me happy. Besides, you know, he does train and go, you know, 40 miles a week, and then when he's going to go into ultra marathon, he doubles that a week. So, you know, it's tough training that he's doing. It's not it doesn't come easy. And of course, you already know what kind of diet he runs. He has adopted, right? I mean, I have to tell you, the Mediterranean, you know, diet. Lots of fruits and vegetables and nuts and olive oil, and you keep away from fats and sugars and sodium and all. So, but he's not a physically says unprepossessing. Unprepossessing at about 5'2" and 130 pounds. And actually the only thing I'd really done, you know, of any kind, he did the 500-mile Camino de Santiago, but that can be, as Lily was explaining recently, it can be an easygoing activity. It's that, you know, you don't have to go fast, you don't have to do a lot, you just take it at your own pace, and you know, so he may have done it, but it wasn't you know, something a great exertion, maybe. Well, it doesn't say, the article doesn't say, but you know, it's his the attributes of his body, studying it, is that of a really 20 or 30 year old person in good health. So he does strength exercising and aerobics, etc. So that's a good story. The other story, and we're going to finish with that, and I mentioned this brain surgeon, I mean, a neurologist, and not surgeon, a neurologist, a professor at Harvard, and a member of the Mass General in terms of brain thing, and he had this shield, and I'd mentioned this person, and I didn't have the article, and the article came out on the 30th of January, and it's on Antonia Bey, B-E-Y, Colón, and she's 103, they call her Doña Toñi. And Doña Toñi, when you go through and she explains her life, is you know, meets the shield. Sleep, she says, goes to bed always at the same time, gets up at the same time. Handling stress, you know, she loves to give jokes and dance and you know, deal with good friends, and had a great marriage. She was 20 years younger than the person, but they were 50 years together. So handling stress, interaction, speaks about friends, and she got involved with the hospital and volunteer work, and had these good friends that traveled, went to theaters and traveled all over the world. They have passed away, but she's so appreciative of that friendship. Exercise, you know, shield, exercise. She dances with her husband in Calle. They were from Calle and went to all kinds of contests, and she, where she worked at the Veterans Hospital, she walked to from her home in Reparto Metropolitano. She walked and said, you know, it's important to get every day to her thought. And learning, traveling and going to theaters, and you could see that she's super active and still, you know, reading and on top of things. And diet, she you know, didn't had a regimen that without you know, a lot of meat, and took care of, you know, her weight, and was very careful with her diet. I don't think it was that strict. So Doña Toñi shield, she's obviously had a life of flow, and so think about it: mindfulness, flow, be in the present. Don't be so transactional. In terms of your resume, it's not as important as your yearly values. So take care, reflect. See you next week. Que Dios lo bendiga. This is Jorge González, Reflections.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge González, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.